every country's sustainable development is heavily dependent on its ability to trade with the outside world. Small and medium-sized businesses play a big role in driving this agenda due to their potential to reducing unemployment and contributing to national revenue through taxes. Now, to commemorate Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise Day, I'm glad to be joined in the studio by the South Sudan Women Entrepreneurs Association Executive Director, Jane Gordon-Suere. Jane, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this particular day, which is the Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise Day. First of all, how significant is this day to you?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Miraya. This day today is a significant day for SMEs. The European Union have a project with the South Sudan. Mm-hmm. It was a request from South Sudan to come and implement some programs regarding to fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So the project is it has been for now it is 3 years, going to 4 years. It's starting with capacity building for farmers. And this it line with the Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Trade, and the Bureau of Standard. So you see that some of the farmers at the periphery of Juba are doing cultivation for fruits and vegetables. So project it is implemented in Central Equatoria and Western Equatoria. So in the Central Equatoria, we have some locations where this project is implemented. It's Kondokoro, Jebel Ladu, Jubanabari, Kator, and Lokiliri, mm-hmm. and Luri, Rajaf, and Aru Junction. And then for fruits will be in the fruits is taking place in Zara and Yambio. So this project is now the fruits are coming out of this project. So that's why this day today, we are celebrating the fifth of the exhibition, which the women and youth are going to showcase their produce today.
Yes, and just before we talk about this showcase and where it will be taking place, how will you describe the status of small and medium sized entrepreneurs in South Sudan?
Yeah, the SMEs, in fact, they are now the traders which are potential. And they are ready to sell their products. And the SMEs of South Sudan, you see them that they are not a big size, but they are small. That's why they will name SMEs, because they are micro and they're still growing. What I'm saying is that in this the project, the farmers and these are agribusiness, in fact. Mm-hmm. So now we are putting them as SMEs, because they are now selling and they are now they're producing and they're selling. So these are some of the agribusiness traders, which we call them also SMEs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where will this exhibition be taking place?
The exhibition take place today at the Medan Zahara, Melekia, towards Konyokonyo Road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What time is that starting?
It will be from 9:30 up to 4.
All right, so anyone is welcome to see the produce, of course.
Of course, buy. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Your organization was established in 2010, and within 2 months, your membership has more than doubled to include over 15 members. Describe to the... Just tell us about the organization first.
Yeah, the organization, it is an enterprise organization. We aim to provide trainings for this, and then we assist also development of these micro and small enterprises, mostly youth and women, and you see that SMEs they are lacking capacity of like the the management of their businesses. So we provide trainings and also we provide support, small support like their saving and credits. Mm-hmm. We give them small loans.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Now, tell us, what projects have you been able to implement to support women entrepreneurs since your organization was formed?
Yeah, we had a project with DCA to support agribusiness in Rajav, and then also we have also a project with World Bank in 2010. That's the time of the establishments where we got a lot of membership from all the 10 states at the time. So up to now we have membership from the states, although some of the states which are affected by the conflict, but they are still some of them are still also communicate, and also we are linking with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there some success stories, some things that stood out for you like to share with us?
Yes, there are a lot of success stories, because now some of these SMEs, they are now having shops, and some of them are now having a big shop and stores in the markets of Juba, more especially in Juba. Mm-hmm. And then the Bahr Ghazal, but and Bor before the war, but now they are coming up again because now we have the peace and they are coming up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what are some of the challenges facing entrepreneurs, especially women here in the country?
Yeah, the challenges the finances, and most of them are weak because of there is no enough funding. And you see that also these women, because most of these people are women, you see that they are now the breadwinners of the country. So you see that even if they do these businesses, their capital all go to the care of the families. Mm-hmm. And the children and the elderly. So you see that the capital they are getting, or the interest they are getting, very small. Although with all this, their resilience, and then they do saving, and we give them loan. They save their money in their situation, and then also we give them loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what do you think should be done to encourage more entrepreneurs, even especially with women? How can they behave? What should be done?
Yeah, the only thing is to the government or all partners, the well-wishers, will maybe inject some funding. Mm-hmm. for these women or their circles or their groups, because or they are organized. They are injected like in the capital or in their pool, so that they can add share, and then they will get a lot of loans. So many women will benefit from these loans, because they will take the loans and then bring with interest, and then also you will see that also to be like revolving funds to share many members to get these loans.
Indeed. Yeah. Jane, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. What would be your final message out there?
Yeah, my final message is I'm encouraging the buyers to come to Medan Zahara today. Mm-hmm. to have a look at what the farmers are producing, the youth and the women. Let them come and buy, and we let them have a fun and have a good day today.
Indeed.
With us. Yeah.
Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.